Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kristen Arnold is here, too, ladies and gentlemen, because she's the only lady that I've talked to lately who has nine, count them, nine letters after her name. CMC, CPF, CSP. I'm going to get to tell us what those means in just a minute. Kristen is an international speaker and consultant. She specializes in helping people like you and me make sure that our employees and our teams that we have in our organizations function properly. She's written a number of books on the topic, including Team Basics and Team Energizers. And I don't think she'll mind me saying she's pretty easy on the eye, too. Kristen, welcome back to the show.
Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Okay, I got to know about all these. You got to remind us about all these letters. Nine, count them, nine. And look, there's no periods. I started to say there would be nine periods, too, but just nine letters. CMC, what's that?
That's a certified management consultant.
Certified management coach. All right. CPF.
A certified professional facilitator.
All right. And then CSP.
A certified speaking professional.
Ah.
And you know, all of these letters, the number,
hey,
mumbo
folks,
jumbo.
Hey, wait, hang on. Folks, when you hear me say no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience, I'm talking about Kristen.
Thanks, Jim.
So what were you going to say?
Well, a lot of my audience that I work with, they tend to be very left-brained folks who belong to their own professional society.
Logical.
And so I found it to be helpful to be certified in the things that I do, which is consulting, training, facilitating, and speaking.
Those initials impress them and help them make their decision, doesn't it?
You know, oddly enough, if it comes down to one person or another, it might sway the vote.
It does sometimes. Well, but of course, the thing is that not only do you have those credentials, you have the knowledge that came from acquiring those.
Well, and we would like to think so.
Absolutely, no question about it. Which is one of the reasons why we love you, Kristen, and why we want you to talk to us about how to make sure that when we have these projects that must be done, that either are critical to our survival or ancillary and you know, something that just needs to get done, you know, as a supporting project for our company, how do we get these things done?
Well, you know, it occurred to me that a lot of small business owners will say, I want to get this done, and they'll voice it, they'll express it, communicate it to your staff and your employees, but there are some other things that you can do to make sure that your project's going to be successful. And specifically, it's not only communicating, but it's about modeling what it is that you're trying to inspire in others.
Modeling?
Modeling.
That's not a term you hear in a lot of small businesses these days.
Well, you know,
I mean, most small businesses don't show up at work and say, "Okay, folks, we're going to do some modeling today."
Well, no, I'm just saying that you, as the business owner, if you expect your employees to do something, then you should do it too.
I'm not saying that we shouldn't do it. I'm just saying that's something that's not really on top of mind. So,
well,
I mean, it sounds interesting. How do we do that?
Well, I think some things, number one, that you can do is make sure that you reprioritize your objectives so that you make sure that project is maybe at the top or close to the top so that people know that it's important to you. A lot of times we dump extra stuff on our folks and we don't really tell them how important it is or reprioritize or allocate resources to make sure that that's going to get implemented.
Well, and sometimes we've defeated ourselves prior to this when we say something is important and, as you say, we don't really follow through on it. And
so
the next time we cry wolf, they don't listen, do they?
Right. So let me give you an example. I was talking with a business owner, and they were trying to move all of their systems into more of an internet-based or intranet-based forms. So you had paper forms, and you had internet forms, okay? And when the gentleman wanted to interview somebody, he went looking for the paper form
mm-hmm.
versus the internet form.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that you can do to model the fact that you want to move your company from paper-based to internet-based is you go fill out the internet form versus the paper form.
Right.
And it seems kind of stupid, but that's one of the things that people pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
They look at you and they go, are you serious about this change that you want?
You have to adopt your own strategy yourself, right? You can't be holding, if you're the leader, you cannot be one of the holdouts, can you?
That's right. And sometimes that's going to create a little bit of pain in your own world. But, you know, sometimes you have to just suck it up. Or you can also tell people, hey, you know, I just did that internet-based form, and it was kind of painful, but here's what I learned from it, and I'm committed to making sure that that process is less painful.
So,
because if you're trying to get people to move and you don't even know how painful it is, because remember, any time there's change, that's disruption.
Mm-hmm.
Even though people might like the change, it's still disruption. You're still going to have some pain and agony associated to the process.
So what you're saying is it's actually probably a good idea to say, okay, folks, of all the people in this organization, this is going to hurt me more than anybody. And I tried this out, and I got to admit that it caused me a little bit of discomfort, but it is the way we've got to move, and I need you guys to help me get there.
Yep. And that technique's called disclosure. You know, just telling people how you're doing and
lay it right out on the table.
About it. Yep. Just put it out on the table versus mm-hmm. just ignoring it and ignoring the fact that either, number one, you tried it. I mean, everybody wants to know, did you even do it? Did you put your heart and soul in this? And what do you think of it?
Mm-hmm. Very
so
smart.
Just sharing
Very smart.
That.
Yeah. All right, what else?
You know, the other thing that you can do in that modeling category is that you can invest your time and effort in trying to build a support for that. So, for example, Jim, if you really want to convert from paper-based into internet-based, if you take the time to talk about it, if you take the time to go around and talk to people and say, so, have you filled out that latest form mm-hmm. on the internet, and how's it going for you? People know that if you're taking the time, you're also committed.
It's on your top of mind. You know, I'm not big on slogans, but this might be a good time when a slogan would be handy that you could use. Stand by, Christian. We're going to take a quick break. Christian Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest and our good friend. She's the author of Team Basics and Team Organizers. Team Energizers. I'm having trouble with words today, folks. 20 after. Help me out here. I'll be right back.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back.
It seems so good to see
23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to subscribe to our blog, too. You can do that through RSS. Really simple syndication. It works like a charm. If you haven't tried out the new RSS technology, I really encourage you to do it. It is one of the ways of the future, one of the technologies of the future in terms of getting you the information that you want. And it's just the coolest thing you've ever seen. I really encourage you to check it out. RSS, really simple syndication. You can learn more about it on my website, on our blog, which is on the main page, but also at jimsblog.biz. Christian Arnold is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She has her very own website herself, and it's a dandy. Go ahead, Christian. Give it to us, please.
www.extraordinaryteam.com.
Extraordinary team. No S's, right? Just team.com. Can they find the books there?
Yes, you can.
Where else?
You can also find them on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all that kind of stuff.
Kristen J. Arnold, by the way, and all the
and
letters.
Don't you forget it.
And don't forget all the nine letters at the end of the name. Okay, Kristen, we're talking about making sure we get these projects done, these important projects. One of the things that I think is the biggest challenge for small business owners. And I saw this when I was a consultant to small businesses many years ago, is there is always something, there was always at least one project sitting on the corner of the owner's desk that needed to get done. It wasn't taking the company down right now, but it was a thing that needed to be done in the next month or 2 months or 6 months or something like that. But the owner didn't was going to have to learn a lot of stuff to make it happen. The nobody in the organization, he'd given it or she'd given it to people, other, you know, the general manager or the sales manager, whatever, and everybody kept giving it back. It just never would get done because it was out of their wheelhouse. It wasn't what they knew how to do. Uh-huh. But yet it needed to get done. How do we make those kinds of projects happen?
Well, you have to decide if you're going to suck it up and do it yourself if it keeps coming back to roost on your desk, mm-hmm. or you outsource it.
Bring in an expert.
You don't have the capability or the time.
Mm-hmm. Bring in an expert, would that expert help you make a decision about whether you should it should just be you and that person, or would they also be able to say, okay, this is something you need to get your team involved in and help you do that?
Well, it depends on what the project is, Jim.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But could they do that, though. They could help you make that decision, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I mean,
your world consists of more than just you and your employees. I mean, mm-hmm. The world exists more than you and your employees.
Now, you're laughing, but I'm telling you, that's not the attitude. That's not the basic instinct a lot of small business owners have. They get the idea that they don't they've got to solve this internally because they don't know somebody that could help them. They don't know how to find somebody that could help them. And if they did, they might be afraid to say, we don't know how to do this.
Right. Well, you know,
I want to stop that.
You and I were talking about this before the show even started, is that, you know, I have a business model that I reach out to whomever. I mean, my business model incorporates employees as well as customers, advocates, vendors, friends, and, you know, that the world is your oyster when it comes to who's got the competency and expertise that you can draw on. And so I'm constantly putting out in the world, here's what I'm looking for, here's what I'm doing, here's what I need, so that the world basically brings it to you on a subconscious level. There's an interesting book called The 11th Element, written by a guy named Bob Sheinfeld, that talks about how the world responds to your inner CEO. Mm-hmm. It's a great book. You should check it out.
All right. What is my inner CEO?
What is your inner CEO?
Well
you'd have to
CEO.
Read the book. I'm not going to spend forever on it. How's that sound?
All right,
but it's an interesting concept.
Well, but okay. So I guess what I'm getting at is I'd like to warm up small business owners to the concept of bringing in other people to, you know, even if they don't have 9 letters behind their name, other people to help them out and to be a resource on a temporary basis.
Absolutely.
To get these projects done.
Now, what happens is a lot of times people don't want to spend the money. But, you know, do your return on investment. If you're going to be making 3 times as much as what it's going to take you to spend, then that's a no-brainer.
What part of penny wise and pound foolish do you not understand, folks?
Exactly. But, you know, if your project is molding on the corner of your desk and you're still not willing to work on it, mm-hmm. put it away. It's not worth it to you.
Yeah.
And then you're feeling bad because that project's sitting there molding on your desk. You ain't going to do it. So
the problem is it's a speed bump now. In 6 months, it might be a wall that you hit.
Well, you know, but that's your decision.
That mold grows into. I know, but Kristen, one of the things what I was just talking about is one of the things that you do. There are plenty of people out there in the world who do what you do, and so give us the website so that the audience, if they would like to contact you about something like that, they can give you a call. Give it to us again, please.
www.extraordinaryteam.com.
Kristen, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, thank you so much.
Will you come back?
Oh, sure.
I'll live for that day.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
so much.
Kristen. I'll see
Have
you.
Have a great morning.
Bye-bye. Quick break. Right back with Tony Paradiso. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff. Two train tickets, L2LA. Walk on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.